The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of June, 2008. It was on this day in 1858, Abraham Lincoln gave a speech in Springfield, Illinois, running for the U.S. Senate, in which he urged that the issue of slavery be resolved. He said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." It's the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates in Lockport, New York, 1938, who started writing when she was just a child. Even before she knew how to make letters, she drew pictures under the influence of Alice in Wonderland, which she loved, she said, because Alice was so calm in the face of nightmares and bizarre things. Joyce Carol Oates, who's written more than 70 books in 40 years, writes everything in longhand before typing it. She used upstate New York, where she grew up, as the basis for the fictional Eden County, where many of her stories and novels take place. And today is Bloomsday, on which fans of James Joyce all over the world celebrate the day in 1904 on which the events of the novel Ulysses take place, named for the protagonist, Leopold Bloom. June 16th, 1904, which Joyce chose as the day of his novel to commemorate the day he went on his first date with Nora Barnacle, his future wife. The first Bloomsday celebration was in Paris, 1929, and for the centenary in 2004, Dublin hosted a five-month-long festival. There were academic conferences and walking tours, pub crawls, and a feast for 10,000 people, a free Irish breakfast, sausage, rashers, and Guinness outdoors. Still, the largest Bloomsday celebration of any city in the world is in Dublin. It goes on for a week, includes walking tours and musical performances, pub crawls, museum exhibitions. And a few days ago in Dublin, there was also the 15th Messenger Biker Rally, at which 50 people in Joycean garb rode through the streets of Dublin on old messenger bikes, retracing the steps of Leopold Bloom in the novel. One of the features of Bloomsday celebrations, wherever they are held, is a dramatized reading of Ulysses. Dublin has sometimes done marathon readings, the entire novel, 36 hours. In New York this year, there is Bloomsday on Broadway, where they'll perform the complete text of the chapter Ithaca and the concluding monologue by Molly Bloom. And in San Francisco, the Wild Irish Productions does a dramatic reading as well, with libations at the intermission. Here's a poem for today, Molly Bloom's monologue from the concluding chapter of Ulysses, Penelope. Oh, and the sea crimson sometimes like fire, and the glorious sunsets and the fig trees and the Alameda Gardens, yes, and all the queer little streets and pink and blue and yellow houses and the rose gardens and the jessamine and geraniums and cactuses and Gibraltar. As a girl where I was a flower of the mountain, yes, when I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used, or shall I wear a red? Yes, and how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another. And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again. Yes, and then he asked me, would I? Yes, to say, yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts, all perfume. Yes, and his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will, yes. From Ulysses, the last chapter, Penelope, the monologue of Molly Bloom. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.